Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy.
Yesterday, we introduced you to Alina Kochenko and Sergei Tunyagov. They're newlyweds, expecting their first baby, and they were hunkered down in their Kyiv apartment when Alina made the difficult decision to leave Ukraine with her aunt. And because men of fighting age cannot leave, Sergei had to stay behind.
I said goodbye to my husband near our house. He just put my backpack into the car, and we hugged and kissed each other, and that was it.
She was now facing a grueling 40-hour journey to safety. Alina and her aunt paid a security company called Sheriff to provide transportation out of Ukraine.
There were traffic jams, huge traffic jams near some large cities, and our drivers, they skipped these traffic jams. They just went around because they had special car with lights on the roof, but that was only my case. I know a lot of people, they were really struggling with the traffic jams.
After almost 10 hours in the car, they finally got to the Romanian border, but the line of cars was 3 miles long. They sat and waited. Once the car got as close as it could to the border, Alina and her aunt started walking.
We walked 1 kilometer till the border crossing, and we went to the point where all other people waited to cross the border on foot.
They took a moment to catch their breath before joining the long checkpoint line.
There was some shelters to warm up yourself, to have a free coffee or tea or food, whatever. All the kind people who live near border, they arranged it, and it was really life-saving.
For the next 4 hours, Alina and her aunt stood outside in the freezing cold, and it was snowing. They got to know the other refugees around them.
We have heard a lot of stories how they left their husbands and their children somewhere. We also saw how adult men, like husbands, how they say goodbye to their kids and their wives just on the border, and how they can see each other from distance, but they can't touch each other anymore. That was also heartbreaking. Kids were screaming like that.
Alina couldn't help but think about Sergei. They had been inseparable since the invasion, even showering together because she was too scared to do it alone.
We became such a close to each other, even much more than before. And that moment I realized that I will be 1,500 kilometers away.
When it was finally Alina and her aunt's turn at the border checkpoint, they passed through easily.
For me, as for girl, it's fine. They just like say, show your documents, and they check that I'm Ukrainian, and they say, okay, you can go. But if someone male is near, they say like, put your hands over your head and just like face down.
It was 10 p.m. when they crossed the border into Romania. They were finally safe, but it wasn't a time for celebration.
We were so exhausted because we were shaking. We were wet because of the snow.
They took a bus to a nearby Romanian city and spent the night. They slept for only a few hours before heading to the airport. Next stop, Athens, Greece, to finally reunite with her parents.
You know, that's so crazy. That's such a mixed emotions because it was like no happiness, because how any happiness could be when we all are aware of the situation in our country. It was no sadness, because how there can be sadness when we are finally all together and safe.
That night, Alina dreamed about Sergei. Back in Kyiv, Russians are inching closer and he's trying to stay positive.
We will rebuild this country. We will help a lot of people that lose homes, and we will not leave this country.
Alina and her aunt are now safe in Greece, while Sergei and Ukraine's fates are still up in the air. But the newlyweds are longing for their reunion.
I imagined the moment when we will meet in my head. Actually, I don't know, I just dream about meeting him and hugging him and spending probably 40 hours hugging and laying down in bed. That's it.
It's gonna be a great future for me, for my wife, for our future children.
And Alina is certain Ukraine will prevail and that she'll be able to return.
I am 100% sure that I left my country just for a few weeks and I want to go back so much. I feel I don't belong anywhere else, but I will be back as soon as I can.
This story of Alina and Sergei is just one of countless stories unfolding in Ukraine right now. To help people like them, donate to Nova Ukraine and UNICEF.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.